So how'd you feel the first time you read Frank John Hughes' script?
Amazed. It's a, you know, wonderful time to be an actor. A lot of wonderful material out there and a lot of amazing writers. When you see a script like this, you can't help but respond to it. You know, it's really, really well written. The layers of the characters, you know, everyone's a full, you know, fully fleshed out character. You know, it's not like you have to bring a lot of outside or external factors into it. It's all there on the page. It's just your job to sort of stand it up and have it walk around the room.
I mean, how did it feel to know that this character was kind of tailored exactly for you? Did that make things a little bit easier?
Maybe, I guess. You know, it is what it is when it's written. So in this case, in a lot of ways, it's the kind of stuff I love to do. And Frank wrote it for me. So, you know, people keep asking me, how did he see such darkness in me? And I always respond, I think everyone has darkness in them. You know, it's who we are as people. It's how you keep that darkness at bay and how you handle yourself in, you know, the real world. And when it does rear its head, as it does sometimes and often when we see in the news, you know, everyone says, how did this happen? Well, you know, there's lots of things that you know, can explain that. But, you know, the at the core of it is we're all humans and everyone's trying to figure out their place in life, and things happen when we're children, and as we grow up, it affects us. And some people process them in a very healthy way, and some people are not capable of processing them in a healthy way. And here we have an example of what happens when people don't get the help they need when they need it, or potentially what can happen.
How do you think this character is different from some of the other ones that you've played that people are more familiar with?
I think he's completely different. Different in the sense of the kind of places that I go emotionally. You know, that would be the biggest difference. There's a lot of similarities, though. And people move through life all wanting the same types of things. They want to be happy. They want to be loved. You know, they want to have a life that they're proud of. They want to have work that they're proud of. And in a lot of cases, you know, you don't have that. You know, in this case, it's the storytelling and the journey of the characters that I think is going to pull the audience in.
How did you prepare for this role?
I did a little bit of research studying, you know, the serial killers that came before and sort of, you know, the upbringing of some of these, you know, men and in very few cases women. You know, just to sort of get a sense of, you know, what the public perception of those people are. Because you really can't, obviously you can't talk to any of these guys to get their opinion on things. So I find the best sort of way to gauge how people are perceived, which is what we're doing when we put, you know, a character together. You're putting someone else's perception up there. But the best way to do that is to sort of look at how, you know, the comments that other people have said, you know, about these people, about their upbringing, where they came from, their education. It's really about just getting a lot of backstory. In this case, it's a little more difficult because it's not a real person. You're creating a fictitious, serial killer with a fictitious history. But, you know, you sort of look into the grief tourism and the dark tourism and you see what that really is. And for this role, I did a lot of, you know, physical preparation. So a lot of time spent in the gym. You know, there's an obsessive compulsive element to Jim as well, sort of hinting at some sort of institutionalization prior. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Everything goes back to research, you know, and everything prior to that starts the script.
What was it like to work with Melanie Griffith?
Amazing. She was just terrific. And I just spent the whole day with her doing press, and she's just a delight.
What's your favorite element of the film? I mean, the film has like a smorgasbord of, you know, elements and really cool scenes.
My favorite element of the film is the scene with me and Melanie after the AA meeting. I think it's about a 6-minute scene that's all done in one shot with a 360-degree dolly move that keeps circling us. And I think it's the most beautiful lyrical scene in the entire film.
Okay, what was it like to work with the director?
Terry was phenomenal. Terry came into the project sort of as one of the last elements. All of the producers were all actually friends prior to this. Not all friends with each other, but we're all close friends independently of one another, with one or two in the group, and we all came together very much on the same page about producing the film. I was approached by my friend who said, we have this chunk of money, we want to make a film, and we're going to produce it with you. Do you have anything in mind? And I immediately said, no, but I have a buddy who writes, let me check with him and see if he's got anything. So right when I got out of that meeting with my friend, we had breakfast on Sunset Boulevard. We left, and then I called Frank, and I said, do you have any, my buddy has some money, and they want to produce a film. It's not a lot of money. Do you have anything in that budget range that you've written? Because he's sort of a prolific writer in the sense of, like most writers, they write. You know, you want to be ready when somebody wants to buy your stuff, because and you want to have more than one thing. So Frank said, I only have one thing that sort of fits into that budget. He says, but I'm not selling it. He says, because I wrote it for you, so I'm not going to sell it to anyone else. I said, well, here's the cool thing, that my buddy who's looking for money to produce a film, or if looking for a film to produce, he wants to do it with me. So 3 months later, we were in production. We headed down to New Orleans to make our film, and we had some issues down there with some company that was just not, not an upfront company. We had some financial issues with them. So we lost some of our money, and we had to come back home. The initial investor reinvested some more money, and we finished the film in Los Angeles. And the whole thing was just amazing from beginning to end. And Suri Krishnama came on board right about the time where we were headed out to New Orleans and started, we were prepping. We were prepping the film before we actually had a director completely locked in, which is kind of unheard of. But we were looking at somebody who looked like they were going to work out, and then we actually had to fire the original director, at least in gentleman's terms. There was no contract ever done, but we had somebody who we were talking to who had agreed to it, and we were looking into them, and we found out that it wasn't going to be a good fit. And then Suri was recommended by one of the buddies of another buddy, and we interviewed him, Frank interviewed him, Adam Targum and Zach Bryan interviewed him, and we took a leap of faith, and we made an amazing choice. And he was just a delight.
How did you feel the first time you saw the film in its completed, edited version?
The first time, I thought it was too long. And then we wound up cutting some. But you have to remember, like I said, I was producing on the film from day one, and very active in the editing process, and part of it from beginning to end. So the first time, the first time we saw the completed film, it was a 2-hour film and very boring.
I got you. So you guys have cut 45 minutes technically from the film.
Yeah, exactly. So that's typical, that's how filmmaking goes. So I'm not probably the best person to ask in the sense of, what was it like the first time you saw it? I will tell you though, the first time I saw it in a theater, really blown up on the screen with a full audience, I think I was terrified.
So, considering that, what do you want people to take away from this film? How do you want them to feel after they see it?
I'm not going to put my limitations on anyone else watching this film. People are going to watch this film and take away from it what they take away from it. There's a lot of stuff on the surface, but there's a lot of really, really strong, important, deep issues that the film touches on and deals with, and all the way down to how the mental health care system works in this country. And I think it's up to the person to take away from it however much or little they want. I hope that people enjoy the film, and I hope the film makes them think. And other than that, I have no demands on my audience. and I don't want to put anything in someone's head to sort of say, this is what you're supposed to think. I think it's like any good song or any good poem. You take away from it what you could take away from it.